crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I shot a video this morning. It's up on Infowars.com. That shows the Justice Department FBI's own crime statistics that from 1976 to 2011, that's the latest crime numbers they have, 270,000+ black people, self-identified black people in this country were killed, and 260,000+, I'm going to go over those actual numbers coming up in the broadcast today on the Sunday edition, were killed by other black people, or 94%. In fact, at home, I was able to pull up the Justice Department numbers. I just searched this again right when I got to the office and got the Wall Street Journal. Communities struggling to break a grim cycle of violence. And then it's got the number in there of the 94% of blacks were killed by blacks. And this is an article, actually, that came out last year. But you can go and read it right there in the article. And what was strange was, see, there it is, 94% of the time. What was strange is that I put the video out, and the black folks on there that were responding to me, some of them, were saying stuff like, "We're going to kill you, Alex Jones." In fact, I forgot to show you guys that, the video. Is titled, I got here early today, but didn't get around to getting a lot of the stuff compiled until I suddenly just went on air and remembered, oh, I didn't get that. The video is titled Flash Riots in Oakland after the George Zimmerman verdict. And there's quite a few comments in there saying, look, we know you're really racist. That's why you're siding with the Kim Jong-il lookalike, George Zimmerman, or the Kim Jong-un lookalike. And you know, your time's coming. We're going to kill you. I mean, if I put out a comment saying I'm going to kill somebody, the police would be here within about a day. They're already here all the time over vague comments on our website from a libertarian perspective. FBI, Secret Service, federal marshals, Texas Rangers. I mean, if a mouse farts on the roof, they show up here. But the whole point is that I made a video about, hey, shouldn't you be upset about the number one cause for black men, unnatural cause of death, is other black men. But that doesn't count. That doesn't matter. It's all just about how much fun it is to think that white people are bad and that white people are evil. And it's just very, very frustrating because all I want is true liberty and freedom. And you know something? O.J. Simpson, there was a very small reasonable doubt, and he got off, even though it was pretty obvious he did it. And he's back in prison for something else right now, obviously. But there was a reasonable doubt there, and you didn't see a bunch of riots over that, even though the media tried to play it up as a racial division. And it just shows how we're obsessed on religion or race or where you're from over what you stand for and what you believe in and what you produce. I mean, I don't care what color you are if you sing beautiful music or play a guitar well or have great poetry or a great oil painter or a great football player or whatever it is. I admire your humanity. And I thought most people are like that, but the system doesn't want us to judge off of what's really going on, the real palate, the real flavor, the real spectrum of who somebody is. They want it all in stereotypes. They don't want you thinking. And they sell all this racial division in the name of racial unity. So we're going to be breaking it all down today, ladies and gentlemen, big broadcast. And then we'll tie into more racial obsession, you know, with the TV station putting out the joke Asian names. And, you know, calls about how racist this was when it was a mistake and a prank online that they greedily grabbed and loaded into the teleprompter. The debate is about the parrot prompters.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth now. We've got it. Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live with the weekday transmission. Then I come back live, and we're live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is the 14th day of July 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday evening. Also host one of my great crew of anchors and reporters, InfoWars Nightly News, 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. No rest in the defense of liberty and awakening humanity. You know, there are a lot of different forms of discrimination in this world. It's discriminatory that the top mega corporations globally lobby Western governments to be tax exempt, but then lobby to have governments raise taxes on the middle class and poor to then conduit corporate welfare and bailouts to these trillion-dollar conglomerates and combines with men and women worth 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200, 300, $400 billion apiece. That's right. The richest people in the world are not worth 50, 60 billion, folks. And notice they put their money in tax-exempt foundations like Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett. The real old money leverages trillions of dollars, and their wealth are state secrets, like the Queen of England, who owns the large controlling portion of British Petroleum, or the Queen of the Netherlands, her cousin that controls the controlling interest. That's a state secret, but has been leaked to Dutch Royal Shell. There's a reason it's called Dutch Royale. Because it is royale. But, oh, they don't want that being discussed. No, the British Empire learned from Caesar that, you know, they had the old Latin manuals translated into English on how to divide and conquer populations. You're going in to fight with just a few hundred men, thousands of natives. You find out about the divisions between the natives first, and then you play those divisions off. That's how Cortez could come in with a couple hundred men into what's Mexico City today and defeat an army of Aztecs numbering more than 40,000. They used propaganda. They used psyops. They used divide and conquer. They played different political factions off against each other. And that's what you're seeing happen with the whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman distraction. That's what you see going on here, vividly projected and put out. Anybody out there can search the term 94% of blacks are killed by blacks, and you'll get Justice Department FBI numbers released in 2011 from 1976 to 2011, where 270 plus 1,000. That's 270 plus 1,000 blacks were killed in this country in those years between 76 and 2011, and 262 plus 1,000 of them, or 94%, were killed by other blacks. And you'll get AP, Reuters, Wall Street Journal. Like, here are the actual numbers. 279,384 total black murder victims. 279,384. And of those, 262,621 were killed by other blacks. Now, why do I start out with that? Because I shot a video that anybody can go look at that's up on InfoWars.com. And it's also on our YouTube channel. You can go to the YouTube channel and see the article, Flash Riots Break Out After Zimmerman Set Free. And you can go read people with real channels, with videos of their families on them, family vacations, music. These are real black people. These aren't joke spoof accounts saying they're going to kill George Zimmerman and that next they're going to kill me. And then people say, come on, we need to come together for liberty and freedom. Don't talk like that. And the people on there say, oh, you're just scared we're coming to kill you. Well, no, I'm actually not scared with my 357 Magnum right here and my AR-15 out there and instant access locker and Barrett 50 caliber rifles and everything. No, I'm not. I'll be honest, I'm not really scared. I am scared of the ignorance, though, of some people. And I am scared of the fact that no one attacking me would look at the video and say, why aren't you upset about black people killing 262,000 other black people in less than 30 years? The number one cause of death for black males, unnatural death, is death by black male. Death by another black man. And in the whole gangster culture pushed by MTV, that's the cool thing, that's the fun thing, that's what's great. I shot another video that's got like 90% positive comments. I mean, both these videos do, but I'm just responding to those that don't seem to get it. I shot another video last night right after, from home, a news report filed from home. George Zimmerman found not guilty. And when you watch that video, it's also up on Infowars.com. I point out, hey, O.J. Simpson, there was a little bit of reasonable doubt, mainly because the police tried to frame him. It's pretty clear O.J. did it. He lost in a civil trial. He's in prison now. But there was a little bit of doubt because of the additives to the blood that Curly showed was from the blood sample that they'd taken from him and then gone and planted. And there was evidence that the cops had some racism and things, and it wasn't 100% that he'd gone out and done the murder. And so there was reasonable doubt, so O.J. Simpson had to go free. See, that's how our law is written. It's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man or woman go to prison, to quote the famous maxim that's been said so many of our founding fathers, you name it, and famous judges and lawyers. And our system's got serious problems. It's getting more and more corrupt as we get away from the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But it still is the best system in the world. And you didn't see white people going out and rioting when O.J. Simpson, who it looks like, killed his white ex-wife and her boyfriend. You didn't see a bunch of, racial identity stuff going on with that, even though the media tried to push that because it's divide and conquer. They want you to think along the stereotype of race just instantly because that's easier to program you with than off how somebody actually behaves. It's all how a politician combs their hair and how fancy the suit is and how good looking they are matters more than what they've stood for and what they've done. It's the same thing. It's all about Coke versus Pepsi, Chevy versus Ford, Cowboys versus the 49ers. It's all about simplifying things, dumbing things down. That's what they want. So the reasonable doubt in Zimmerman is there reasonable doubt that he didn't go out there looking consciously to kill him and that it wasn't premeditated? Clearly reasonable doubt. Is there reasonable doubt that he didn't attack Trayvon first and that Trayvon didn't jump on top of him and beat him up? It leans towards Trayvon was on top of him, witnesses saw it, beating him up. So it creates the reasonable doubt. Zimmerman may actually be in the wrong. He may have actually killed Trayvon Martin in cold blood. No, that's why they pick these cases in the media, because they're so close, you don't know, to then build it like a sudden death overtime football game to manipulate us and distract us from all the real stuff that's going on around the world. But it doesn't matter. There was reasonable doubt. So Zimmerman walked.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to get your take on the state of this republic and on the verdict. Specifically, I want to know what you, the listeners of this broadcast, think about the media spectacle and the government wading into the middle of this from the federal level, trying to invoke racial division in this nation as a political diversion from the looting of our country by special interests that Obama has been presiding over. And you could say Bush was bad all day, but Obama has accelerated globalization, deindustrialization, shutting down our jobs, all part of Agenda 21. I want to discuss that. So here's the toll-free number to call in and give me your take on the trial. Because people could say, hey, Alex, the trial's a diversion. The trial's a distraction. This has been a year-and-a-half fiasco. And now you have seen some riots in different parts of the country. I'm going to break that down in a moment. But thank God it hasn't been too bad. And you've got the Justice Department and Obama calling for restricting the Second Amendment because of this now. Today, Obama put a statement out at whitehouse.gov. You've got Harry Reid saying the Justice Department's looking at this. The Justice Department has run all sorts of criminal operations. I mean, it's a complete gang of crooks at the top. And now they're going to wade into this, just like the Justice Department got caught last year spending thousands of dollars a day for months. This is just what we know of. Funding secret operatives. This has come out in the news. If you're a new listener, just type in Justice Department funded and organized Trayvon Martin demonstrations trying to get violence going. And Obama came out and said, you know, Trayvon looks like the son I never had, to again racially identify with race-based Reverend Wright, black Ku Klux Klan style preaching. See, I don't like the Ku Klux Klan. I've gone out and protested them. And I don't like the new Black Panther Party saying, you know, kill the white people, cut their heads off. I've got some of the articles here today, new Black Panther Party. I would love nothing more than to come home with a cracker's head in my book bag. And then I've got all these MSNBC clips with black people, white people, going, yeah, it's okay to call whites cracker. They are cracker heads and cracker asses. And I mean, you've all heard the clips. I've got like 20 of them in there. So many, it'd be crazy to even play them on air. And it's meant to make me become racial and to make me become a closet racist and be in my group thinking everybody of color hates me. Because the Democratic Party ran the Ku Klux Klan, Senator Byrd, all of them. When whites wouldn't go along with it anymore in the 30s and 40s and 50s, they shifted over to the race party. And now they've tried to organize Hispanics and blacks and others into their own minority Klan groups, which are now the majority. I mean, the Democrats have always been into this. And I'm not even a Republican. I just cold-bloodedly look at politically what they do. And it is amazing when you watch TV shows and movies and the culture, you know, from White Men Can't Jump. Imagine if you made a movie with a fake stereotype and said, black men can't stay out of jail, or black men can't be good fathers, or black men can't pass tests at school, or black men are drug dealers, which is horrible, out-of-control stereotypes. So I'm saying, hypothetically, what if someone put a movie out? But see, oh no, that'd be racist and bad. But when you come out and go on MSNBC, you know, it's good to call whites creepy-ass crackers. I mean, that's an actual clip. Go ahead and cue that one up. We'll play that. You got like 20 of them. We'll play it in the next segment. We're going to play Harry Reid here in a moment and some other stuff before we get to that, and Al Sharpton. But you don't need me to play all this. You hear it every day. You know it's all over the place. So many times, I can't even deal with it. Chris Matthews of Slimeball on MSNBC saying, if you don't vote for Obamacare, it's because you're racist. You've got Michael Moore saying, white people want guns because they're racist. You've got Fox Sports guys saying the NRA is really the new Ku Klux Klan. You've heard that meme. When the Ku Klux Klan was the first group to get laws passed to take black people's guns. The first gun laws were passed by the Democratic Party to be selectively enforced on black people. And that's a fact. So I get to see all these ignorant people being fed by, not racist, let me tell you something, Chris Matthews, Juan Carlos, black, white, doesn't matter, on MSNBC, they know they're just playing racial divide, racial politics. Al Sharpton knows that. Jesse Jackson knows that. These guys know exactly what they're doing. They are playing to the lowest common denominator of their constituents. So I want to take your phone calls on what you saw happen with this trial, but I go back to reasonable doubt. That protects us all. And I didn't like seeing O.J. Simpson go free. I thought he was guilty, but there was a reasonable doubt. He ended up losing in a civil trial and then continued his criminal activity and is in jail right now. People that have those type of inclinations really can't stop very often, can they, unless they find God, at least generally from the criminology I've studied. But I didn't go out and riot over that. Because I didn't racially identify with it, that, oh, a black guy killed a white woman, reportedly or allegedly, so I'm going to get all upset. The media invoke this. And again, I have the Justice Department's own numbers here. Black victims of violent crime, this is only up to 2005. See, there's a new report out up to 2011. It always comes out about 2 years later, that big unified crime report. This says 93%. The new one says 94%. It's gotten worse. Let me show you the one from 76 to 95, I mean to 2005, excuse me, about 93% of black homicide victims and 85% of white victims in a single victim and single offender homicides were murdered by someone of their own race. You see that right there? And then it goes over the numbers here of 93% of blacks killed by their own race. That's my whole point. And these numbers are getting worse. It's 94% today, and the numbers are much larger per capita with black on black. In fact, it's 20 times in the new 2011 report. I shot a video on it showing the numbers. It's up on Infowars.com, showing the graphs, showing the numbers from the Justice Department. 20 times likely to be killed by a black person if you're black than by a white person. 20 times. And again, but no one's upset because, well, it's all right if a black guy kills a black guy instead of a white guy kills him. And it doesn't matter if the white guy is really native, really a South American Indian, or at least his mother. Well, that's okay. We'll just say he's white. It's kind of like another white Hispanic shoots a black man dead. And it turns out it was over a woman. It wasn't even racial there, but they're going to call him white, though. You see that with the Aaron Hernandez situation and the Patriots. Because then the media gets to play us off against each other. I'll give the number out when we come back.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want your take on the trial, on the verdict, and the aftermath. The toll-free number to join us live on this Sunday transmission is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539, and we'll get you up and on the air. 877-789-2539, that's the topic we're talking about. I don't screen your calls, but when I'm on a topic, if you call in about something else, I'm going to have to hang up on you because I want to really be able to debate this. And by the way, if you're one of the people on YouTube or on Infowars.com saying, you know, I'm a white racist because I think that was a fair trial we just saw, and that you're going to kill me You're welcome to call into the show and like use that magic word that's supposed to make me fall over in fear and just beat myself in the head saying, I'm a racist, I feel so horrible. O.J. Simpson probably killed his wife. Simpson probably did. He was found guilty in the civil trial. He's in prison now for another issue. But I was not upset when he went free because there was a very small reasonable doubt. Much bigger reasonable doubt with Zimmerman, because the question there was, did he kill him on purpose? Did he set out to go kill him? Or did it cause a confrontation, a stupid confrontation, something that Zimmerman shouldn't have done, and then Trayvon initiated the force? And there's reasonable doubt that Trayvon did do that. Do you understand that? That's how the law works. I know most people that get in trouble just go plea bargain immediately and never actually go to trial on any issue. But if you know the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and what it comes out of, Magna Carta, 1215, jurisprudence, if you study this, it is a beautiful system. The problem is we don't use it very often. But in a high-profile case, lawyers want to get a big name so you can get a pretty fair trial. Our system's set up for the guilty, to protect the innocent. Let me tell you, countries where they can throw anybody they want in jail are scary. They disappear whoever they want. And the United States, more and more, is going down that path and becoming like that. In ancient times, no matter where you were in the world, the king could say, take them away. Well, I think you're guilty. Well, the high priest says you got devils in you. Why, the local priest says you're a witch. We're going to burn you at the stake. So the Magna Carta was developed to say no to all of that, and that's the system we've got. It's a terrible system, but it's the best system I've ever seen, and I've studied them all. So I don't have a dog in this fight. And I see the incredible, they call it reverse racism. It's not reverse racism, it's racism. It's as if, oh, a black person's being racist. That's reverse racism, because only whites can be racist. It's incredible to live in a country like this where inherently you can talk about any white person any way you want in the media or in the culture and say whatever horrible things you want, and it's cute and it's funny. Black comedians, other comedians, minority comedians that are really the majority, they can say whatever they want, but if a white comedian makes a racial joke, their career's over. Because it's used as a political weapon, and I don't have any guilt, I haven't done anything wrong, and I'm sick of it. And again, you can go to InfoWars.com, look at the comments, it's a minority of them, but look at it. I mean, these people are in there saying, we're going to kill you. And then we did reports in the last few weeks, said, look at the thousands of tweets a day calling for violence, organized looting, kill Zimmerman if he is found not guilty, and no one being arrested, no one getting in trouble. But the cases all the time where somebody in school goes, let's play water gun fights and pretend like we're shooting each other, and you get arrested. Or you're playing a video game, and you're like, yeah, man, this is like shoot 'em up. Like, you know, I'm going to kill everybody in the town. And the guy, it was from San Marcos, a 16-year-old kid, 6 months in jail as a terrorist for saying that, when it's clearly a joke. But then when it's protected by the White House, when the White House is out there saying, let's turn in our guns, guns are racist. Obama's out today saying, let's restrict our gun rights because of Trayvon, making a martyr out of him. The patron saint of turning your guns in and being a slave, if Obama has his way. And Al Sharpton, everybody saying this is a travesty and there's going to be problems, and all these other pundits saying there'd be riots. We point out, hey, folks are calling for them. We hope there aren't. Then Time Magazine, I've got the article again up on InfoWars.com, comes out and says, headline, it's racist to say blacks may riot if there is a not guilty verdict, not pointing out the thousands of tweets today or the other black pundits or the new Black Panther Party calling for it and all this stuff, acting like in a vacuum this was said. And then there's only a few events in Detroit, a few events in New York, a few events in Oakland, buildings being burned, trash cans being burned, police cars being beat up, windows knocked out. That article, Oakland hit by riots after Zimmerman verdict. Demonstrators smash windows, attack police cars, start fires. Thank God it didn't get worse. There's no apology from Time Magazine. But then separately, MSNBC was promoting riots and had pundits saying it's going to happen and it's going to be the fault of the travesty of justice, basically encouraging rioting. So they're talking out of both sides of their mouth and then criticizing those of us that just reported on what the media was pushing. Because it makes a great diversion from the real unemployment rate and Fast and Furious and IRS gate and the Tea Party being persecuted and pro-lifers being persecuted and the Associated Press being spied on by the NSA and Obama funding Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to commit unmitigated war crimes on and on and on. And all the different Obama supporters that thought they were going to get all this free stuff and it was going to be this wonderful world after Obama got elected for a second term and manna was going to rain down from heaven, on and on and on. This diverts everyone from Obama losing 17 points in the Gallup poll 2 weeks ago in his most coveted demographic of under 30. 30 and under. 17 point. Mainstream media having less than 20 point approval rating. Congress having a 10% approval rating. It changes the subject to get the average hard work in America, no matter what color you are, fighting in this downturn economy, just trying to get ahead so that we actually all are paranoid of each other. Unbelievably disgusting. So here's some of the headlines. Obama, honor Trayvon Martin by battling gun violence, NBC News. And that's the meme of, you know, implying guns are racist. You know, he says, honor Martin by restricting the guns, but then the surrogates go out and say, oh, it's racist. The NRA's racist. Obama responds to Zimmerman verdict, stem the tide of gun violence for Trayvon. Read on Zimmerman. This isn't over with. I'll play a clip of that in a moment. Guilty until proven innocent. How the press prosecuted Zimmerman while stoking racial tensions. And it goes over a list of it. That he better get found guilty. George Zimmerman defense. Prosecution case disgraceful. Oh, yeah. They withhold all sorts of evidence. And when high-level prosecutors' office people went public, they just fired them for exposing the fact that they were covering up guns and stolen loot on Trayvon Martin's phone, photos of it. That was not given to the defense. And when people did their job and reported it in the prosecutor's office, they were fired yesterday. That's an NBC News. And remember, NBC edited a five-minute-long 911 tape of Zimmerman going, yeah, he's walking along, he's got a hoodie, he's looking in cars, walking around doing stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then a minute later, what color is he? He looks like he's black. They edit it together like he's walking around looking in cars. He's black. I mean, this is the type of stuff that goes on. And again, it's amazing. Nearly 400,000 sign an NAACP petition calling for DOJ investigation into Trayvon Martin shooting. NAACP calls on Obama men to pursue civil rights charges against Zimmerman. Talk about a witch hunt. California prompts. We're going to break it all down when we come back. Protest planned after Zimmerman acquittal.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, rapper Lupe Fiasco has come out and called out the media for race baiting in this, and that's absolutely who wins in this, is the establishment media with ratings and also distracting and diverting and further dividing this country, which is what oligarchies and corrupt interests always do. And this nation more and more is run by foreign illegitimate special interests that are raping all Americans of our tax money through the different corporate welfare programs and tax exemptions these people have. And then meanwhile, as I said earlier, the ultra-rich on record are the ones lobbying to raise the average person's taxes. It's like Mitt Romney's people with the insurance companies write Obamacare as a dream to rip people off, make 35 million people buy something, so then the price goes way up, because if you have something you're forced to buy, like textbooks, it's going to go up in cost. It's a controlled market, and then it puts taxes on people making less than $30,000 a year and rakes everybody over the coals, but it's okay because Obama's supposedly black and a liberal. I mean, just an incredible scam. And then the big corporations are exempt and get waivers. And then other companies, you just have to go from full-time to part-time. So we become a part-time nation, and it's destroying the economy, and that's admitted. But so what? You're racist if you're not for it. See, the criminals in government want to change the subject. I'm like, hey, you're ripping me off. It's written by foreign banks. I don't want health care run by foreign banks. Shut up, racist. That's actually what MSNBC said over and over again. But by the way, here's the Miami Herald, not known as being a conservative publication. State never proved its case, legal analysts say. After 5 weeks of trial, 56 witnesses, few legal observers believe prosecutors came close to proving Sanford neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman committed second-degree murder. That meant he knew he was doing it and planned it, folks, when he shot and killed Trayvon Martin in February. And when it was so clear to the judge and everybody else, Democratic Party operative, she is on record, okay, you can do manslaughter now. Which this then just means it's an accident. You get in a fight with somebody, you start it, you punch them, they die from an embolism. It's manslaughter. You didn't mean to do it, but it's your fault they're dead. They couldn't even get that, folks. I study trials, okay? And for people that are ignorant about how the system works, you got to have open and shut in our system to put somebody in jail. And it goes on to quote all these top people, including liberals and black lawyers, you name it, who don't want to look like fools in the legal community. It's easy for pundits who know they're not talking to lawyers to go, this is a travesty of justice. This is a terrible thing. If you know how the law works, folks, this was a very fair trial. And what killed the prosecution was withholding all sorts of evidence. He would have gotten out on appeal guaranteed. Guaranteed. Then there'd be riots then. And there have been some riots and racial attacks, but there was also a white Goldman Sachs employee, according to Zero Hedge, and this is in the New York Post, who was drunk and came over to some black people, I guess yesterday, and was calling them the N-word and making... because this has really heightened a lot of racism on both sides out there. And the black guy got up and knocked him out with one punch. So that's pretty funny. So that's the type of stuff that's going on. But we're going to have a whole hour of calls. I got a full board here from across the United States and worldwide, from New Jersey to Texas, from Florida to California, from Arizona to Southern State. We're going to go to everybody. Illinois, you name it, Los Angeles, all over the place. We're going to be taking your phone calls coming up when we start the second hour. In fact, I may just go to one here in a second, but let me play a couple clips here first of what's happening today. This is disgraceful, folks. You've had a trial, and now Harry Reid is saying, we'll have to look at the Justice Department doing something here. And the NAACP, ought to be asking why there's 93% illegitimacy in the black community when there was less than 10% illegitimacy 50 years ago. They should be asking why 262,000 black people have been killed by each other, according to Justice Department numbers, since 1976. They should be asking all these questions. But instead, no, just blame white people, and the media is there to say that's right. That's why. It's not big government. It's not socialism. It's not dependency that did this to you. No, no. It's not the MTV gangster culture force-fed. It's not the narcotics shipped into your neighborhood by the big banks that own the aircraft and launder the money publicly. No, it's that white plumber down the street who's just like you. Probably watches the same TV shows, has the same problems, the same bills, the same red blood, but no, it's Joe the plumber. And then Joe the plumber gets told all day he's a racist. He's like, I'm sick of people saying I'm a racist. I'm not racist. You people are racist. And then the fight starts, which is the plan. And so I'm trying to tell you the magic trick here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Harry Reid on Zimmerman trial. This isn't over. He says, here it is.
Racial wound that you think needs to be addressed and healed as a result of this in this country?
I heard the mayor. I think that he should continue on the path that he outlined.
And the president, does he have a role in speaking about
Barry
what he did
Muppet.
After the shooting?
Well, yeah, of course. And I think the Justice Department's going to take a look at this. They're, you know, this isn't over with, and I think that's good. That's our system. It's gotten better, not worse.
All right.
This isn't over with. And again, I don't have a dog in the fight. Zimmerman may be guilty, but there's reasonable suspicion. Better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to jail. I mean, OJ was a lot more evidence he did it, but there was still reasonable suspicion, and the cops clearly were trying to frame him because they thought he was guilty. He has to walk. If you don't remember that case, the blood additive that comes in the little ampules where they take the blood test that was sprayed around and put on the glove and stuff, it was the exact same additive. It was confirmed. They went and planted blood, folks. I mean, right there. Oh, you plant something? If you plant something on Charlie Manson, he's got to go free because you can then set up good people. See, I want to be protected. You got that? I want due process. And it's not my fault if people out there don't know about the law, and so you end up going to jail for stuff you didn't do because you don't know how to learn this stuff. It's all out there for you to learn. It's very frustrating. Let's go ahead and go to Sharpton. He says it's a slap in the face to those who believe in justice. And before I go to that, Harry Reid says, we need to not open up the wounds. Or David Gregory poses the question, we need to close the painful wound. It's only going to open it up now. And then Obama will be out there. Obama, with the Justice Department, with all its criminal activities, going after George Zimmerman. It's incredible. Let's go ahead and go to Sharpton, who's just basically, in my view, my opinion, he's like a black Ku Klux Klan member. I mean, if you just put white skin on him, it just sounds just like stuff I've heard out of the Klan against black people. He is a racist, undoubtedly, like Reverend Wright. Let's go to it.
Well, I think that this is an atrocity. I think that it is probably one of the worst situations that I've seen. What this jury has done is establish a precedent that when you are young and fit a certain profile, you can be committing no crime, just bringing some Skittles and iced tea home to your brother and be killed. And someone can claim self-defense, having been exposed with all kinds of lies, all kinds of inconsistencies. We had to march to even get a trial. And even at trial, when he's exposed over and over again as a liar, he is acquitted. This is a sad day in the country. I think that we clearly must move on to the next step in terms of the federal government and in terms of the civil courts. Clearly, we want people to be very disciplined and strategic. But this is a slap in the face to those that believe in justice in this country.
Joanne Reed.
All right, there you go. So just continuing to hype everything up. Now we're going to go to break here and come back with the second hour and your phone calls. But first, I wanted to basically put the question out to everybody out there yet again. Do you understand what's going on here? Do you understand this is how empires have always controlled groups of people? This is what Caesar did in Europe, playing one tribe off against another. One Gaulish tribe against a Germanic tribe. One Celtic tribe off against another Germanic tribe. Or the Norse off against this group. Or that's what the UN does. They'll play one African tribe off against the other African tribe. I mean, this is called divide and conquer. Balkanization, the great game. And people just really get into it while $85 billion in QE3 from the Federal Reserve is given to private corporations and banks every month, and Congress has been told they can't even be told where the money specifically is going. I mean, that's the real discrimination against all of us. All our tax money going to foreign banks while our country sucked dry. Second hour coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I have covered this case, and basically had my say. I haven't gotten to some of the clips where they're laughing on TV going, it's okay to call white people cracker heads and cracker ass and all the rest of this, and it's cute. I mean, is it nice to call Jewish people names? Is it nice to call Italians bad names? No, you're only allowed to call white Anglo-Saxon males bad names. It's only to get all the other groups into a racial identity so that they're never thinking about a political or an economic identity or even a religious identity. The new religion is racism. The new religion is obsessing on it and filling your mind with it. And I've got a whole tape in there, like 12 minutes long, of MSNBC talking about code words. Like if you say Chicago, that's racism. No, it means mafia. It means, you know, a place run by the New World Order. Just incredible. Or you say international banker, it's anti-Semitic. But that when there's real racism, you're supposed to ignore it. So I'm going to just go to your calls here. I don't even know where to start first. Let's go to Jason in Texas, then Dark Pupil, then Melinda. Jason, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, before I comment on Trayvon, I want to tell you something about OJ real quick. Have you heard of William Deere? He's down there. He's a private investigator. He's just outside of Waco.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Okay, have you studied that research he's done on the OJ case?
But I mean, my issue is it's a giant can of worms that goes off in a million different directions. I was simply pointing out it's a reasonable doubt case. And just like the Trayvon Martin thing's a distraction, this is a distraction. I'm only covering it to show people the distraction. I'm showing the magic trick, not doing the magic trick.
Absolutely. Look, one race, one blood. We are all brothers. There ain't no white. There ain't no black. I get that. This is a total distraction. The point is, OJ is guilty, but not of murder. Jason Simpson did that crime. Everybody needs to check
No,
that
I know.
Out.
Charlie Sheen actually paid investigators. He used to be obsessed with the case for about 10 years, and that's what he says. And he says his dad was involved in the cover-up.
Absolutely. BillDeer.com. Everybody needs to check that out. Let me say something about Trayvon Martin and all this. I prayed last night for Zimmerman, that justice be done. And when I got up this morning, he was not guilty. Praise the Lord, justice was done for once, finally, in the United States.
Yeah, it's court. Just like when the Supreme Court ruled that you can't patent somebody's genes. The courts do good things sometimes. That clearly is the constitutional thing. You own your genes. A company can't come patent it and then not let you have a gene therapy. They can patent the specific therapy and the treatment. They just can't patent the gene itself.
Listen, to all my black brothers out there, white people don't hate you.
But we do hate being hated. We do hate being hated. The media shows the toothless white people and folks to make everybody fight with each other, just like they show the new Black Panther Party. People get it. People get it. Let's go to a real fast Dark Pupil who's calling from a southern state. Go ahead. You're on the air. We've got about a minute and a half.
Hey, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. White people the world over are absolutely terrified to rally behind any single issue in solidarity because of the myth of the swastika and the myth of the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, it is used as a political weapon that you go, you know, I think I like red wine, not white wine. They go, racist. It's true. It's used as a political weapon where no white person is allowed to have any view because the media makes it racial.
Yes. And I also wanted to ask you if you heard about that new bioweapon called Morgellons disease.
There's definitely a lot of nanotech stuff going on. There's a lot of new diseases, like the microplasms causing fibromyalgia and so many other things. I've had medical doctors on about it. Absolutely. We're out of time. Thank you so much for the call. All right, I'm taking a bunch of them. I'm going to do it. When we come back, we're going to talk to Melinda in Florida, Eric in Arizona, Ernie, Tom, Vivian, Adrian, Paddle, or Patty. I had a grandma called Patty. Sorry, I misread that. Mike, Micah, Frank. It's all coming up straight ahead. 877-789-ALEX. Stay with us.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of the worldwide broadcast every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central as well. Find station listings at InfoWars.com. You can also go to InfoWars.com/show to find the free podcast, the free iPhone app, the free Droid app, the free video feed we're sending out right now of the radio show, and a whole lot more at InfoWars.com/show. You can also sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Just put in your email. It's free. We'll send you the e-copy of the monthly magazine, special video reports, and more at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And, of course, the news websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're fighting the construction of a prison planet and the corrupt interests that are building it with the truth, with the InfoWar. All right. Now, again, I've seen some people on InfoWars.com saying, Alex, this is a diversion. I'm sick of hearing about it. Why are you covering the Trayvon Martin thing? I've not covered it one-tenth as much as most talk radio. It's a hot topic. We write articles about it on InfoWars.com. They get 5,000 comments, not 500. And you get sucked in. You've got to respond to it, or the fake left-right system is going to create racial division out of it. You've got to go in and cover the spectacle to use the magic trick of divide and conquer they're using as a way to show the trick and then wake people up out of their trance. And that's what I'm doing. I don't like covering this stuff. I've got a huge stack of other incredibly important news that we'll cover some at the end of the broadcast today, just on a host of issues. And that news is up on the sites. It's just that this is all-consuming because it shows the giant spectacle that's created. There's a reason the White House, on record, sent down Justice Department operatives to covertly, secretly. They remember they got caught last year. It's still ongoing. Only one team got caught. There were lawsuits over FOIA requests, is what we found out, with five-man teams down there trying to stir up violent protest. That came out in the news. Look it up. Didn't get the attention it deserved. Why would the White House do that? Because Obama can go, hey, I got some melanin in my skin. Don't get mad at me because your unemployment rate was at 8% when Bush was in, and now it's 16% on average for blacks. He wants to divert people. He wants to distract people, and I'm not defending Bush either. My point is I'm showing you from Obama's perspective what this is all about. And let me tell you, Al Sharpton, all these other folks tried as good as they could to get everybody stirred up and something to happen. The new Black Panther Party called for all sorts of uprisings and going to the white neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. And which would be the worst thing in the world. I mean, I see people on my website and on the YouTube going, oh, you're scared, Alex. We are going to come get you. And I go to these people's websites. They're real people. You know, to their YouTube channels. I mean, let me tell you, I'm not scared. I'm scared of what I'll do to anybody that tries to do harm to me and my family. I don't want the trouble. I'm not looking for a fight. But let me tell you, you start one, you're going to get it. You will get it. I'd rather people wake up and fix this society. Let's go to Melinda in Florida. Ma'am, you're on the air. What's your take on this whole mess?
Well, the Obama deception, the title of your two movies, is apropos here, along with the media. Look, no one wants to have this racial issue, this racial divide, this racial issue. What happened in Florida was a tragedy, absolute tragedy on both sides. Zimmerman's life is never going to be the same again. He's not going to ever forget what happened. I don't care. It's going to be a nightmare for him no matter what. We have a kid that's dead for whatever reason. The point is that we don't have to put this into a black, white, let's all hate each other, let's all kill each other, let's all rip each other apart because that's what they want to say. That's what they want.
Exactly.
We have GMOs in the water. We're losing $85 billion a month to the foreign gangsters. We have people spying on us. They're up our nose, down our backs. Our schools are worthless. We have cops out there just indiscriminately hurting and killing people, not being the cops that they used to be. Our government is just completely immoral, completely amoral, completely corrupt, and the fact that the Justice Department would actually be a place where you would seek justice is a laugh. So we need to get off this page. We need to stop hating each other on race and all this other nonsense, and need to realize that we're in the same boat. When this country sinks and they're going to sink it, we're all in it together. You know, the Titanic sinks. We ain't got time to be worried about, okay, you black, you white, you this, you that. We're sinking together. So
let me just interrupt you and then give you the floor. Melinda has just said in 1 minute what I tried to say in an hour. We need to give this lady needs a radio show. Keep going. Keep laying it out.
Well, I listen to you a lot, so I get the picture. We need to stop this. What are we going to do when they start having us fight against each other, and meanwhile they're looting our pockets, they're preparing the FEMA camp. The police are out there now, neo-Nazi Stasi-type police, instead of being neighborhood cops. Am I supposed to fight my neighbors? What about our kids? I'm supposed to come to your house and, oh, you know, Alex, you know, kill you and your family? What is that? Well, I mean, who wants to do that? What kind of thinking, what type of mentality? The new Black Panther Party does not speak for anybody. They're old. I'm glad you had Larry Pinkman on your show this past week. We need to be human beings. We are human beings. We are human beings. We are human beings of different race so that we can know each other and not despise each other. And we need to get off the page. We need to stop getting manipulated by media manipulation. And we need to figure
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. What about the discrimination of them voting in Tampa to take the fluoride out when Harvard admits it's giving people cancer and lowering IQs, and the feds come in and put it right back in, or Arkansas votes to take it out of all their city's water, and the feds come in and pressure and get a state law passed to put it back in? That's assaulting us with something they admit is killing us. What about the GMO? What about the right to have labeling? No, we can't even know if it's in our food when it kills the lab rats and the honeybees. What about that oppression? What about that discrimination? What about the $85 billion a month? Exactly. Exactly. But people don't care about that. They don't care about that. People just want to fight with each other all day.
And we don't have time for that. We do not have time for fighting when the enemy is at your door. It's like the husband and wife, you and your wife are going to fight when the enemy is at your door, Alex. Come on.
It's totally frustrating. I put videos out saying basically what you're saying, just common sense. And there's people in there going, you just siding with the black people. White people are going to rise. And then there'll be a black guy going, I'm going to kill you and kill Alex. And it's just like, it's funny. When you see these dumbed down racist white people and the dumbed down racist black people, they act and look the same. Their skin color's different. Have you noticed how stupid and ignorant and mindless and aggressive these hardcore racists are? I mean, they ought to all move in together, actually, because they're closer to each other than we are. You know, I mean, it's amazing how close these racists are together.
Well, I agree. You know, truth is always going to stand clear before error. And the racist, being a racist is a mindset. It's not a color set. And a shame on you for being a racist, because you're never going to get to know an Alex Jones. You're never going to get to know a person like me. You're never going to get to know anybody else. You're never going to get to know anything.
And that's what they want. They don't want us ever getting to know each other. God bless you. That lady knows what she's talking about. Exactly. They want us all scared. It's kind of like a underground racism, as Pinkney calls it, where you're not racist, but then you think, man, this person may not like me, though. You know, I mean, it's kind of like you don't want to go to a country club. I'll get invited to country clubs where, you know, wealthy people and folks are living to play poker or go horseback riding. And I kind of go, you know, I don't want to have to dress up and feel like people are looking at me. So that's kind of an example of I don't want to go to some fancy white country club, because people are coming over to the table and ask, so who are you? What family are you from? I just don't want to answer those questions. I want to be laid back. But then it's also kind of like, well, if I go see a play in East Austin in a black area because I want to see the play or hear the music, are people going to come over and say, what is a cracker ass doing here? Because I've gone to hear music in East Austin. It doesn't happen as much now because so many white trendies go over there. Folks have figured out it's good for business. But I've been, you know, 10 years ago hearing a jazz band in East Austin and had a black guy walk over and go, what the hell are you white people doing here? Get your butts out of here. I mean, it's the same attitude that you get at a super elite white country club. What, you think the super elite country clubs are only throwing black people out? Let me tell you, it's all about the group and that they've arrived in the inside crew. And see, I don't want to be part of that. I mean, I can go to Hollywood. I mean, I was, and it's actually a good event, but I was invited to a big charity poker game next week, and I'm not going. I'm giving them $1,000 and sending one of my crew members, just because even though it's famous people and I like some of them, it's like I'm not into, like, parrots. Like I said, the tallest point of the tree and the dominant parrot sits at the very top. I'd rather not be in the same tree with all the parrots. I'm going to be out in a tree by myself, maybe in the middle of it or something. You know what I mean? That's what I'm getting at here. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. Great call, ma'am. Great call.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I'm going to give a brief history lesson on slavery. And and really get into mind control briefly in the next segment. But hearing a caller like that lady, super smart, informed, so eloquent, more eloquent than I, that gives me hope for my children. Because that's all I want is a future. And the people that are ruling this planet, the globalists, they're not completely ruling it. They're trying to get control of it. They use every dirty trick in the book. It's quicker. It's easier. It's like when Luke Skywalker asked Yoda, he goes, is the dark side more powerful? And he goes, no, quicker, easier, more seductive. And that's exactly what it is. I could use dirty tricks. I could sit here and play all the games. I could sit here and go along with this. I mean, I've tried to not even cover it because that almost gives into it unless I explain how it all really works. That's all of talk radio half the time covers is the incredible racist spectacle of the Democrats and the so-called minorities, but they're doing it from a racist perspective. I don't have to go into the stuff I've heard, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And it is just ridiculous because I know what I do to people ends up coming back on me and my family. Now, I instinctively have goodwill for everybody, but then if I psychoanalyze why I have an instinct to not want to hurt people and surely not judge people how they look, but again, then groups always get in groups. That's normal. That's natural in a primitive situation. So you're not even racist, but groups are coming at you when you're at the bus stop. Let me tell you, I don't whine about this. How many black people you know that have been attacked by white people? Let me not exaggerate. Let me not exaggerate because my growing up in Dallas was so epic. It just the average person won't believe it. Let me not exaggerate. 35 fights with black people. I call them fights. It's people say, hey, cracker, we're going to beat your butt. They say, and you know, couple people start pounding on you. I discovered the joy of berserking from just being racially attacked by black people. But I had black friends who weren't racist, and that was going on. I ran into rednecks where I'd go to the wrong party who'd say, you shouldn't be around here, because they didn't want me going after their women that were at the party or whatever. Come outside. Bubba's going to beat your butt. I mean, I've experienced, it was just like, wow, you're just like a gang of black guys. But you're wearing cowboy hats and you're white guys. It's the same people. It's the same people. But one group's wearing cowboy hats and cowboy boots. And the other group's wearing basketball shirts. I've had groups of Mexicans attack me. It's the same activity. It's gang garbage. And I'm not a pack of piranhas, folks. I'm a man. I'm an individual. I don't run in gangs. I said in a video, we need a gang of liberty. People said, what do you mean a gang? You're for gangs? No, we're for ideas of liberty and freedom where we identify with that and free market and family and common sense and wholesomeness. That's what we need as a society. That's why I get so mad when people call me a racist, because it doesn't get to me like they think. It gets to me because I know they're not even being racist. They're being establishment people themselves, using it as a card, as a weapon. And that is the worst thing. It's one thing to be an ignorant tribalist, that's really what it is, or racist. But it's really bad when somebody is using it as a weapon, and the left does it 10 times literally what conservatives do. And they use it to sell an anti-liberty agenda. If you stand up for guns, you're a racist. If you don't want socialism, you're a racist. And it's diabolical, folks. It's diabolical. And people need to wake up to it. Let's go to calls. Eric in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good to talk to you, man. God bless you and your family and everybody there. Hey, my issue is, just to go into this, I was in prison in California for a while, and they just keep that racial thing going, man, but I really don't get into all that. They're just trying to do a distraction so they can either bring in martial law or merge with the European Union.
Oh, no, I agree. No, they've announced those deals are going through this week. They're beta testing the racial divides for a future race war. That's how the UN always does it, and then they come in as the savior. In fact, that's an official plan to use foreign troops under FEMA in LE09 during a race war. That's official. That's not our opinion.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, you're familiar with Suzanne Posel? She made a video on YouTube about how they possibly could bring in martial law and everything. I know that this is about Trayvon Martin,
Well, I mean, look, here's the deal, and I appreciate your call. They've already brought in martial law when they're sticking their hands down your pants at the airport or having warrantless checkpoints on the highway. They've already brought in martial law when regular due process is more and more being suspended. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Ernie in California. You're on the air, Ernie. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I am a white plumber, laughing out loud there for a second, but here's what I got real quick. I want to give a shout-out to Robert Zimmerman for slapping CNN and all of them for telling pushing it. And also a shout-out for Mr. Pigney. He's one awesome man. And one other thing before I talk about the trial, I have eight friends who have lost half their hours due to Obamacare, and they're all going to wake up when they get slapped.
Oh, I know. I've never seen somebody rape blue-collar, hardworking people like Obama. And I know he's just the front man, but he's the front man because he can get away with it. I mean, this is designed to make everybody have to lay off their employees or cut people's hours from 40 hours to 30 hours or less. And, I mean, it's incredible.
To make us poor. That's basically, or dependent on the government, which I will never be.
Look what Obama told Africa. He said, look, you don't need to have air conditioning and live well. That hurts the earth, as he flies off in a big jet. They want you poor as a rule. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's a joke. And on the trial, they made I hate to tell you, that judge should be put up on charges. I don't know what she was doing.
Well, she tried to prejudice the jury. She's a Democratic operative. They wanted that conviction to, like, a racial victory for the Obamanoids, but they'll go the other way. They'll now have the Justice Department come in on the other side of it. I mean, they're getting us coming and going to divert us from every other news story that's happening. Good to hear from you. Patty in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey,
yeah.
Alex.
Hey.
It blows me away, the level of brainwashing that people are experiencing. I mean, it's blatantly obvious to me that this is just a big distraction. I mean, it's pushing the gun ban. It's causing separation between all people. I mean,
lining up a race war in this country where we all kill each other, and then they go, oh, we got to take your guns because you're killing each other.
Exactly. I mean, these people are slaves to their television, to their cell phones, their currency, their food. It's how do you get through? I spend so much time trying to wake people up. Every person that I talk to, I try and give them a little bit of truth. So many people think I'm just a whack job.
All right. Well, got to let you go. It's the surest way to get cut off the air is use profanity. But people do it. They think it's got magic. Race cards got magic. Profanity's got magic. Just all-around loser behavior's got magic. But this is a process, and the establishment is going to sit there and create divide and conquer. It's kind of like they say, give your rights up because of Al-Qaeda, and our government created Al-Qaeda, or criminal elements did, and they run Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, and they stage all these false flags or let terrorists attack us. And then the great sin, according to Fox News, I saw them on Friday on the 5, is to say that governments might ever stage something to take our liberty.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We've got it.
All right, I do want to try to race through your calls now. So we're going to go to Mike in New Jersey, Mike in Texas, Frank in Florida, Tom in Maryland, Vivian in New Jersey, Adrian in Los Angeles, California. And that'll probably be all the calls we can get to. I see more calls coming in there. In fact, let's leave a few of those lines open when we talk to people, for people that disagree with me and think that I'm a racist, because I'm saying there was reasonable doubt both in the O.J. Simpson trial is why he was found not guilty, and in the George Zimmerman trial for the shooting of Trayvon Martin. If he'd have shot Trayvon Martin 5 times, you know, like when the cops shoot a car 100 times or whatever, then it might have been leaning towards manslaughter or second-degree murder, but it just doesn't fit. And there's reasonable doubt, so then you're that jury thinking, I'm about to put somebody in jail for 20, 30 years, is this the right thing to do? So we're going to be going to your phone calls on that subject in a moment. I have a brief history lesson I want to get to first as well. Speaking of history lessons, every order at InfoWarsStore.com with the Liberty t-shirts and the films and the books and all of it gets a free citizen rule book with founding father quotes, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, jury nullification, basic rights you should know, powerful little 61-page, or I guess 62-page booklet at InfoWarsStore.com. And you get some free bumper stickers and stuff as well for every order. State of Mind, The Psychology of Control, Getting into Propaganda and Mind Control. I'm in it. Many others are in it. Great new film. We're the exclusive distributors of State of Mind, The Psychology of Control. And the film starts shipping tomorrow. I guess the release date is officially the 17th. It'll premiere on Wednesday night on InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll have some commentary with the film as well, with the filmmakers of Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, exposing that government-run false flag, clearly a false flag. That film is also available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that can answer all your questions on water filtration, vitamins, minerals, you name it. Speaking of that, InfoWarsHealth.com has amassed over 400 of the very best products out there. I mean, I only bring you the best. Everybody knows that's on record, that we do heavy research. And you can get now the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with a unbelievable total ORAC per serving of 8,000. That's about as high as you can find. And it's now certified non-GMO, pesticide-free whole food. This is an amazing product. Check it out at InfoWarsHealth.com, or you can call 888-789-9277 to ask any questions or get any help signing up for free auto ship, which means free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com on all the longevity products. 888-789-9277 or InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, the brief history lesson is this. I just fell into history because it's so exciting. And I've probably read, in fact, I was thinking about during the break, I've read more than 500 mainline history books. Hard to believe. In fact, I probably read, let's not exaggerate, 50-plus books just on British naval warfare because they kept notes of it and wrote books about it. So I just fell into those, and it's in English, so obviously I read that. Unbelievable. I mean, I've read giant encyclopedias just of reports back from famous engagements. Did you know on average about a third of the sailors running into the African Gold Coast to pick up slaves or buying from other black slavers, about a third each trip died, so the average person could only do two or three trips, and they couldn't get governors down there because everybody ended up dying. And that's why the first pirate ships are the first symbol of libertarianism, because they would just take the black slaves and make them part of the crew and kill the captain and have a pirate ship because it was so deadly for the British sailors, most of which had been in the middle of England, Wales, north of London, south of London, didn't matter, down in Cornwall on the coast. They would grab you. They called it impressment. And every Navy in history has done this until the U.S. had a civil war with the British over it. And we call that 1776 and ended up breaking away entirely. But it was a civil war at first. Because they would also, their favorite thing was to impress 7 to about 11-year-olds, 7 to 12, 7, 11, 7, 12. Because you could really brainwash them and make them want to join the Navy officially after 5-6 years of being pressed. They would knock your kid in the head while he was, you know, running a plow with a mule or whatever. It's only about 2% of colonies had slaves. The rich guys had slaves. They used it to actually run out the other laborers. Most of the other laborers ended up being from indentured servant families who were sharecroppers. And they could execute you if you ran away during your 7 to 10-year indentured servitude. They would also whip you. They would also put you in stocks. They would also pour boiling oil on you. If you were a white slave who tried to run, the German soldiers that invaded America, the Hessians, during the 1776 war for 7 years plus, they were German slaves in the military, but so brainwashed, they were proud of being raised as military slaves. And the reason I raise this, let's show TV viewers, radio listeners could just search Cat or Nine Tails or British Cat or Nine Tails. Let's put that on screen for TV viewers if we can. But I mean, you can also just search British impressment. Let's do that for folks. British impressment. are press gangs. Type in press gangs, naval press gangs, and then hit images. There'll be some newspaper engravings of it and illustrations. And most of the crews were slaves, white slaves, no black slaves. And they would come conk you on the head, whether you were 30 years old or a little kid, and they would drag you away and make you slaves, and then you had an almost sure chance in two or three missions of dying of all the fevers and diseases and all the places you were at and the horrible food you were eating. And so there you go. Did you see a Roots movie about that? Did you know until slavery was outlawed, there were actually white slaves called indentured servants that actually outnumbered black slaves all over the country, but they weren't called slaves. They were called indentured servants who, if you tried to run away, you'd be put in prison or beat. Oh, no, that's not in Roots. I'm sorry. And again, that's Roots is important to see the horrible stuff going on. But see, black folks are supposed to think it only happened to them. They're supposed to think that the only racism that goes on in the known galaxy, or all it is in slavery, was indentured servitude is your kids are starving. Let's say you live in Ireland, or let's say you lived in Northern England. People like Paul Watson are from, and they would send the ward of the state around to say, you either sign on with your kids to indentured servitude to go to Australia or to go to the New World in the colonies, or we're going to just take your kids and put them in a workhouse. And let me tell you about a workhouse. Almost everybody died in a workhouse, but you're not going to hear about that. You're not going to hear Chris Matthews talk about it. There's not going to be HBO specials. They had workhouses 100 years ago in England. And by the way, there weren't any black people in those, where they worked people as prisoners of debt to death and kept them locked up in cages at night and would not feed them on purpose when their debt came up to kill them because they were seen as worthless. Oh, but you will never, 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 never be told about that. It's total history on record, not debatable, that most white people worldwide were slaves. Did you know the last German country, it was the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, but the last German county or district freed its slaves? Let's go from memory. In 1886, guys, search it. The last German slaves were freed in 1886. The black slaves were freed in the 1860s in this country. But see, you'll never be taught that. By the way, you think the Chinese folks at the Foxconn labs run by Apple that have the suicide nets and work 18 hours a day think they're slaves? Oh, we don't call them slaves. Now they're building robots to replace them. See, they give you this race stuff to where all black people can think about if they do what they're told is how they were slaves and how Whitey's out to get them instead of the shared humanity of there's always been oppressors trying to enslave us. Let's fight for a better civilization. Let's fight for human dignity. No.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. I'm waiting
in my cold cell. You know, I'm just thinking about this phrase, which I think I can say, so I'm going to say, the phrase creepy-ass cracker,
right?
And we haven't talked about that very much, and nope. Whether that's offensive or not, I personally think it's almost funny. I mean, I just do. I think that's the kind of way you talk and you get a smile, this creepy-ass cracker, you know. It's kind of an amusing way of describing somebody.
And then her black and Hispanic guests later think it's all okay as well. So I guess, according to that, we can all use the N-word, which I don't want to use. We can all use all the other derogatory. No. Only if it's a creepy cracker. You know, when somebody walks up to you at a bus stop and says, why don't you get out of here before I bust your head in, you cracker head. It's like, oh, or if you get mugged because of your race, if you're white, that's okay, because you're bad. You ought to go die. And again, this is how this is pushed, to make it okay to make all the so-called minority groups racist to create more tension. It's amazing. Let's jam in as many calls as possible here. I went on too long with my history lesson earlier. It's just so amazing how widespread slavery was. White slavery went on longer than black slavery, though it's still going on in Africa, black against black. And there's certainly been all sort forms of discrimination, you name it. Humans organize into gangs as an excuse to be mean to the other group. It's like an excuse. It's like a genetic thing built into us, and it's just, it's amazing. Mike in Texas and Mike in New Jersey. Mike, go ahead, brother. All right. Well, that sounds good. I hear you there. People listen to their radio, and then that's what happens. We went to Mike in New Jersey, folks. We didn't go to Mike in Texas. Which one are we going to go to? Just tell me the caller, and I'll go to him. Mike in New Jersey, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say that in terms of the outcome of the trial, I think George Zimmerman was justified in his actions. No, he shouldn't have followed Trayvon Martin and was told not to, but he does have a right to defend himself as anybody else does, and I'm disgusted that this is being used as a race-baiting tactic, especially with Obama saying, oh, his son would look like Trayvon Martin, but by the same token, I see this all failing because the streets are perfectly quiet up here in New Jersey. There's no rioting going on here, and it's not going on in every single state all over the country either. So essentially, I think this might just be another failed effort from the New World Order to try to turn us all against each other.
Well, what else do you think about this situation?
I mean, there is, at the end of the day, there is no black and white, and it seems to me like the people who matter above everything have realized that that's why this isn't working. I think people on both sides realize that ultimately the way this turned out.
Exactly, and if we ever get together, that's the end of the globalist kleptocrats, the crony capitalists, the monopoly capitalists that are actually anti-liberty, anti-free market. God bless your great points. Okay, the reason it was confused is that was Mike in New Jersey. We're going to go to Mike in Texas now. Mike in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm a great supporter and have passed out your DVDs, and I'm a Second Amendment supporter, an unregulated Second Amendment supporter. And I think that there is some trouble here. You know, let's set this race thing aside. It is a side issue, and I completely agree with everything.
You don't have to preface all that, bro. Just what's your point? Go ahead.
Okay. I think it's the regulated Second Amendment that killed Trayvon Martin and has made our society more dangerous. And the points there are is that we've got where, you know, the Second Amendment has where we have the right to keep and bear arms. Yet we're regulated and told we have to conceal our weapons, and you have to go in and get a license for them and this kind of thing. And so I guess I'm troubled by the death of Trayvon because did Zimmerman announce that he had a concealed weapon? I think if he had had a sidearm holstered that was open carry, it's very likely that Trayvon would be alive today.
No, I get your point. Let me give people the statistics, and I appreciate your call to get to others. Florida, within 2 years of their concealed carry, 25% drop in crime. You can just search that and find that. In fact, they have maps state by state, even the Justice Department admits. Texas, over a 20% drop in violent crime. Carjackings, home invasions. People get scared. The criminals get scared. Open carry, like Arizona and places, it even goes down further. And so, yeah, if he'd had that gun openly, Trayvon might not, as some claimed he did, jumped on top of him. So, yes, more armed society, more polite society. Look at Chicago, highest crime rate in the country. Next, D.C., then New York. Everywhere they victim disarmed. Great point, Mike in Texas. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, Second Amendment, I say let felons carry, everybody else, because felons are going to carry anyways. Criminals are going to carry anyways. Just leave everybody alone. Let us have freedom. We'll sort it out. And there's going to be some problems, too. That happens in a society. But the places where they take the guns, it's much more violent. That's just a statistical fact. Adrian in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
Just to make a couple points here. On the Trayvon Martin case, I had just a couple issues.
Yeah, your audio's ultra low, and I'm feeding back to you. Can you speak up for me?
All right, sorry about that. You hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I mean, it's blatantly obvious of the whole situation of the case was a mistrial. I mean, we've gone over the fact that the judge was influenced by somebody, but the fact that the mainstream media comes out saying that the judge is a hero for her dedication to the case and wanting to keep things under control when she's out of line and it's an illegal act. I don't know if you heard about, I'm pretty sure you heard about the technical guy that they dismissed from the the county office? Or
yeah, that's right. The head IT person pulled off the photos of guns and loot and everything else, NBC's reporting. And right there, he then brought it and said, you've got to give this as evidence that his phone had this. He had a burglary tool in school, a bunch of jewelry they thought was stolen. So he had a long history. I mean, he wasn't the 12-year-old kid we saw. And I think it was the jury saw the media push that. The media say he was guilty. Them hold back nice phone calls Zimmerman made to 9-11, to 911. That's the bigger issue was that, look, if I even knew somebody was guilty and they were trying to frame him on top of it, I would acquit because you cannot certify framing people. There's so many cases of that where the cops think you're guilty and frame you. And then it turns out you were even innocent. So it's a very dangerous precedent. And look, there's a lot of travesties of justice in this country. I'm just saying I followed the trial some, and it looked like reasonable doubt to me. That's why I didn't get upset with O.J. Simpson, because there was reasonable doubt. I mean, you had to let him go. It's a no-brainer, really.
Right. I mean, the only thing on top of that is the question to put out to the American people is just, I mean, if you really believe that we are keeping George Zimmerman out from behind bars because we have a hatred for the black community or whoever has a hatred for the black community, I mean, it's not so. I mean, if you believe, if I hate the TSA for grabbing me in places that I don't want to be grabbed, am I a pro-terrorist? If I don't want to take my vaccines or eat the GMO, do I hate the third world countries or deindustrialized countries that receive this type of thing because they don't know?
Absolutely. We're all in this together. Great points. Vivian in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for calling.
Good. I think it's a whole travesty. I think if they really had wanted to convict him, they would have brought charges of, like, involuntary manslaughter or manslaughter to begin with, because it's a lower burden of proof. And I think that they wanted this to happen so that they could sensationalize it.
A lot of lawyers said that. They said they'll never get a premeditated murder or even lower murder where he had an intent to kill or was planning violence. I mean, maybe involuntary manslaughter. I mean, I think you could say that. I mean, you might. I mean, it's kind of debatable, but I think that you might be able to see the evidence in some galaxy of thought and say, yeah, he involuntarily killed this guy. He shouldn't have gone out to confront him off his own property. And then I could say, eh, I don't totally agree with that, but that's justice, I guess. You know, that's the jury. But no, I agree with you. I think they chose a charge that they knew was over and above. It's very strange because the cops weren't going to indict him anyways. You know, the cops thought he didn't do it or that it was done under assault because the witnesses all said that. So then if you're going to try to burn him, why then burn him with something that he gets off on? You want to have the fake trial to then have him go free to exacerbate things. I agree with you. I think you've cinched the whole thing.
That's exactly right. I think that was the whole point of it. And as to Al Sharpton's comments, one only has to remember the name Tawana Brawley.
Yeah, Al Sharpton has just done a lot of really horrible stuff, and that's why he has a job on MSNBC. And I talk about MSNBC a lot because they have no audience, but they are a White House spokesman group, and it's just, you turn it on, you're like, is this a joke? How anti-American, anti-family, anti-liberty, race-baiting, it's like something from an alternate dimension of just rules for radicals, Soviet builds, corporately funded. God bless you all. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Infowars.com. It's the place to find it all. Great job to the crew. Let's come together under the Bill of Rights and Constitution.